The weak economy may be bad news for most Americans, but it's good news for military recruiting. Since the recession began in 2007, there's been a steady increase in the number of college graduates joining the armed forces. The Navy and Army have seen the biggest jumps. About 60% more college grads joined the Navy last year than 5 years ago. For some of them, it's a job they would have never imagined for themselves just a few years ago. NPR's Michael Tomsic reports.
Lewis Lamb is your typical good college student. He's on the dean's list at the University of Maryland, where he studies electrical engineering. He's active in campus organizations, and to save money, he lives at home. He even helps his mom make dinner.
Generally, I would just get the dishes and stuff ready.
Okay, maybe he's not helping with the cooking.
He's not very good. It's okay.
But mom says Lewis is a great son. And that son's plans have changed drastically since he got to college.
What I thought that I'd be doing going into college as an electrical engineer, I thought that I'd be working with gadgets, making robotic things, groundbreaking technology.
The thought of joining the military, had that even crossed your mind?
It did not cross my mind whatsoever. I didn't even look into it at all.
But that was before both his parents lost their jobs. Lamb says unemployment benefits held them over for a while, but they ran out in April.
I was like, I really need to get this job as soon as possible. Otherwise, we might lose a house, we might have to, you know, sell some stuff.
He saw his college friends struggling to find jobs or internships and says his family couldn't afford for him to go through that. So he turned to the military. And as the U.S. has struggled to recover from the worst recession since World War II, tens of thousands of other college students and graduates have made a similar choice.
When the economy worsens, as it has in recent years, we certainly see a surge in the number of young people who are highly qualified who want to join the military.
That's Beth Ash. She researches military recruitment for the RAND Corporation, which has studied U.S. military recruitment for more than 40 years. She says the surge in college graduates looks especially large this time around because of just how far the economy fell.
Since the mid-2000s, the unemployment rate has essentially doubled.
And since then, according to their latest numbers, the Army and Navy have seen a more than 50% rise in recruits with college degrees. Ash says college graduates make up a relatively small portion of total recruits, but as long as the economy stays weak, their numbers will go up. Part of the reason is that it always pays to have a job with Uncle Sam.
In order to sustain a volunteer force with high-quality people, the military finds it has to pay people more than they would get in the civilian world. That gap has actually increased in recent years, in part because of the continuing rise of military pay, and partly because the economy has stagnated, and so civilian pay has stagnated as well.
Ash says it's almost easy right now for military recruiters. At a naval recruiting station near the University of Maryland, Lieutenant Mary Neal says it really is.
We have more people coming than what we have positions for. That's just how busy we are. It's sad when we actually have to tell them, sorry, we've already met goal for this year.
And Lieutenant Neal says almost all the people they're turning away have college degrees. She says the perks of a military job are especially appealing right now. Good pay, free health care, a tax-free housing allowance, plus...
We do get a pay raise every year. And then, of course, if you get promoted, that's another pay raise.
Another recruiter here pitched all that to Lewis Lamb before his parents' unemployment benefits ran out. He signed up and is in for 5 years. Lamb says the recruiter also said he could stay close to home. He'll use his engineering background to work on nuclear reactors on submarines and ships, and he can do that from the D.C. area. While he finishes college this year, Lamb says the Navy will pay him about $50,000.
That specifically was very important to me because of our financial situation. So I definitely wanted to say, hey, is this what I'm going to be making? And if it is, then this is what I need. This is exactly what I need right now.
Lamb says the checks started coming a few months ago, and he's been spending most of them on his parents' mortgage and his student loans. For now, Lamb says he's giving up the goal he had before he got to college, a career in the private sector with a big-name company. He's okay with that. He says there's a much better payout for helping his family and serving his country. Michael Tomsic, NPR News.